Welcome to the Making Up School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory. For those who are interested in the activities youth are involved in during non-school hours, the Making Up School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. As we continue our series of interviews, which explore the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the OST field, today we'll feature an interview with Curtis Lemieux, Executive Director of Summer Programs for the YMCA of Greater Houston. Curtis, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast today. I'm doing really great. Thank you.
Good. How are you holding up with COVID-19?
Thanks for asking. My family and I are all doing well during this pandemic. We are finding ways to create our new normal, just like the rest of Houston and the rest of, you know, rest of the country, really.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a transition, but we're adjusting and we just keep on keeping on. Well, My first question is, tell me a little bit about what your responsibilities are with the YMCA.
Yeah, sure thing. So I've been with the YMCA of Greater Houston for the last 10 years and with the Y for the last 20 years. So I had a few different roles. I am currently serving as the Executive Director of Youth Development for the YMCA of Greater Houston. And we have a team of individuals that plan and implement day camp and after school experiences across the city of Houston. So prior to COVID, we were operating 32 day camps and 200 after school locations across the Greater Houston community.
Wow, sounds like you are pretty busy. Looking back to when the COVID-19 pandemic first became a major issue in our lives, it appears the YMCA took the forefront on how to continue to provide services, especially for essential workers. How was the YMCA management so prepared for addressing an issue like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the YMCA of Greater Houston has been at the forefront of our community for the last 135 years and has been responsive to the needs of an ever-changing community. We have a leadership team that is really able to pivot quickly to reallocate staff and resources to the greatest needs of the time. You know, whether it's been a hurricane or immigration policies or a health crisis, the Y really has a pulse on what is relevant and needed in our city and is able to shift to make new accommodations, to be innovative, to generate new plans and ideas in order to meet those needs the best we can.
Since the pandemic started, has the Y had to adjust the age group that you were serving, or did you pretty much keep your clientele about the same?
So we have been able to still serve the same age of youth. So we have a few different programs that we're operating right now. One of them has just continued through from the start of the pandemic, and those are our early care centers. So we have 9 early care centers throughout Greater Houston that serve our very, very youngest youth development population. And so we are able to serve from about 6 months to the age of 15 in our early care, day camp, and teen camp locations.
Now let's talk a little bit about safety procedures. I'm going to break it down into 3 areas. First is going to be safety procedures you have for the facility and staff. Then we'll talk about safety procedures in place for youth. And finally, we'll discuss safety procedures you have for your parents. Let's start with the safety procedures for your facility as well as your staff. What were some things that you've implemented since the pandemic started?
Yeah, definitely. This is probably the question most people want to know, right? So the safety of our staff and our participants has always been our top priority. So we began exploring whether or not we could provide childcare for essential workers and healthcare professionals very early on back in March. We've talked with some of our other Y of the USA colleagues across the nation. You know, we were a few weeks behind, say, the pandemic in Seattle. So we spent a lot of time on the phone with youth development professionals in that community, talking about, hey, what are you guys doing? What's working for you? What are some of your recommendations? Which allowed us to really quickly open up 19 EPIC sites. We called them EPIC because it stands for Essential Personnel in Childcare. It just happened to work out that the acronym EPIC worked for us. So we studied the CDC guidelines, childcare licensing guidelines, YUSA's recommendations, what other organizations were doing in order to make sure that we could create environments that were as safe as possible. We've probably spent more time reading and adapting to policy change than I think I ever have in my YMCA career.
I could imagine. And I guess it is an advantage to be a part of a nationwide network. So you were able to share with other affiliates throughout the country. My next question is, what steps did you take to minimize the probability of kids being exposed to COVID-19?
Yes, that was one of the major considerations before we decided we were going to move forward. We needed to know that we could create the safest environment possible amidst a pandemic that we're still learning about. So there were a few things that we put in place right off the bat to make sure that our families and young people were safe in the program. So for starters, we restricted access to childcare camp spaces to only those staff and participants. So if we're operating a childcare site on a joint facility, we make sure that there's separate entrances, there's separate spaces that are used just for the childcare and the day camp program. We quickly went to small group sizes. We already operated a small group size in our day camp, but we moved it from a 1-to-10 to a 1-to-9 ratio so that we would never have more than 10 people in a space. That became an important way for us to determine whether or not we could be successful there. And then we also created separate rooms for each group of young people with the same staff each day. We always tried to keep the same staff when possible with the groups, but really dedicating a specific space for one group of people was important because that allowed us to control. If we did have something that occurred, then we would be able to isolate it to one particular location. We do multiple temperature checks and a health screening each day. So we check the young person's temperature when they arrive in the morning. We check it at lunch and we check it before they go home. And then the parents also fill out a health screening questionnaire that lets us know their potential for being around someone who may have been exposed. Social distancing, that's been the word of the 2020. We are arguably moving it to physical distancing because we still want people to feel connected socially. So we're kind of changing the terminology to physical distancing throughout the entire program. Scheduled hand washing is a must, and access to hand sanitizer. We have all that stuff now. There was a period of time where it was very difficult to get, but we have all of that in our programs at this current time. And then our staff will also wear face masks. So as the, you know, Hidalgo had decided what would happen in Harris County, we followed all those rulings, and then we've kept face masks being worn in our programs by our adult staff members as well. And then, of course, increased cleaning and disinfecting throughout the day. You don't understand cleaning until you've worked on cleaning Legos after each child touches them. So,
you mentioned parents. Regarding parents, what new procedures did you have to put in place for drop-off and pick-up, as well as daily interactions on the facility?
We didn't have to do too many things different than what we were doing before. The Y has always tried to do curbside drop-off and pick-up for families. It's just much more convenient. It allows the process to run faster and more smoothly. So we just incorporated that into our program and then added the health screening and the temperature checks to that curbside drop-off and pick-up. Due to the restricted access to our facilities, we didn't want parents gathering in large groups while they were waiting for drop-off. So this really allowed us to do so.
If a child gets sick while attending the program, what steps do your staff take?
Well, we definitely hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, each YMCA day camp facility has identified an isolation room in the event that any camper begins to display some of the symptoms of COVID-19. Once they go into the isolation room, we then contact those families directly. We get them picked up as soon as possible and then help them to monitor for symptoms and make sure that they are all feeling well and safe.
Another question for parents. Can parents or caregivers visit the children during the program?
It's definitely recommended that you restrict access to your childcare facility or your day camp location to only those staff and young people that need to be on site. Obviously, if medical personnel or emergency medical personnel needed to come, they would be allowed on site. But all other folks, we are asking to not be on site. We have adapted some of our programming to create, you know, virtual field trips or virtual field trip experiences for young people. We've received some awesome technology grants to provide Chromebooks in most of our day camp locations as well. So we have that access to technology. And then we're finding ourselves engaging with our parents through virtual parent orientations, virtual parent meetings, virtual phone conversations, all of that stuff. We're just doing it differently than we've ever done before. And it's kind of allowing us to connect with our families in a different capacity, but I think just as deeply.
Since you have no control over what the kids and families do when they leave your facility, has the Y provided families with safety or best practice guidelines about COVID-19?
Yeah, we definitely have. So we hosted parent orientations for all of our families to help them understand, you know, what to expect when they come to camp this summer, and then have linked all of our resources to the CDC guidelines, as well as any state of Texas recommendations that have come out. So really trying to keep a pulse on what is going on and what they can do to best protect themselves during this time.
So what advice would you give other OST programs regarding providing services during this new normal?
Well, I meet weekly with many of the out-of-school programs across our city. So many of them have already heard me talk about some of the importance of really getting your entire organization on board. Do not try to deliver this program in a vacuum. I think to deliver the safest program possible, you need the support of your HR department, your risk management department, your senior leadership, your board, if you are, you know, operating in out-of-school time with board of directors. I think adaptability is probably one of the most important skills. Setting policies and standards early on is crucial, but then being willing to adapt as new information becomes available, I think is also really important to be successful.
And before we end, do you have any final thoughts or recommendations?
I'm just very honored to be part of an organization that does not shy away from a challenge. We could have said, nope, we're closing our doors for the summer, but we recognize the need for childcare. That's been one of the things the governor has said. That's been one of the things that many organizations are struggling with right now. In order to bring your workforce back, you've got to have reliable childcare. And the Y from the very beginning said, hey, can you guys do this? Can you pull this together? And our teams and staff have been in the front lines since the very beginning of COVID-19, and we will be here through the next challenge.
Well, I have to admit, I have spoken to a few parents, especially those that were essential workers in the very beginning who had to work.
Sure.
And they were really pleased with and complimentary of the services that the YMCA provided. You know, it was a very stressful time in the beginning, and it is still somewhat stressful, but mm-hmm. It was reassuring to them that they did have a resource like what the Y was doing. So, Curtis, you know, I appreciate you taking some time. I know this is a busy time of the year for you. You're doing some summer programming and as well as adjusting to the new normal regarding these summer programs. So we really appreciate you taking some time to speak with us on today.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate you guys as well.
You have a great one.
Okay, thank you. You too.